The Power FM Brekkie Show.
A new article has come out, which has basically listed the internet slang, which is now dead, because it's something that moves pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember when people were saying on fleek? And something was kind of cool and trendy?
Sometimes I still say on fleek.
Oh, do you? See, that one missed me entirely.
It's because you don't watch the Kardashians.
Ah, is that what it was all about? Vance Joy, Fire in the Flood on the Power FM Brekkie Show with Jules and Chris, 25 past 7 on your Monday morning.
BRB, gotta go get something to eat.
That's some good use of internet slang there, Jules.
Thanks.
A new article has come out, which has basically listed the internet slang, which is now dead, because it's something that moves pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember when people were saying on fleek? And something was kind of cool and trendy?
Sometimes I still say on fleek.
Oh, do you? See, that one missed me entirely.
It's because you don't watch the Kardashians.
Ah, is that what it was all about?
I'm pretty sure they were the ones that trademarked that one.
Well, that's one of the ones that's no longer on fleek, so to speak.
It's out.
There's a big list of this thing, and I'm still stuck in some of the old ones. One of the big ones on the list, Jules, is LOL, as in laugh out loud.
Oh, yeah?
That's not okay anymore, apparently. Are you still using LOL?
Nah.
What are you using? Yeah, you've got it right. That's the trendy new ones.
Really?
Yeah, just writing either ha ha ha, ba ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
Or just one of the variations of laughter.
Like when I start writing BAH, yep. It auto fills the rest of it on my phone. And it's like ha 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 ha.
It gives you like six ha ha ha's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still use LOL from time to time, but do you reckon it's okay to use it if you're kind of using it ironically? Like I use it knowing that it's just not cool anymore. Do you reckon that makes it okay?
Nah. Yeah. If you can't pick up tone in a phone conversation or a text conversation, there's no way people are going to know if you're using LOL ironically.
God, I reckon that's why people stop replying to my text
messages. Possibly.
Because I'm using LOL and they don't realise I'm having a laugh at the fact that I'm using LOL. I don't know. Another one is BRB, as in be right back,
yep.
Or G2G, as in got to go. And apparently the whole reason why we don't use those anymore is because the internet is everywhere. We just never leave the internet anymore.
We used to use those ones when you were like, remember MSN Messenger?
Yeah.
And so you'd be like, I've got to go to the loo or I need something to eat. So you would be BRB.
Yeah. And you'd just take a break and you'd come back.
And these days it doesn't matter. You can take your phone to the toilet with you or to the fridge with you if you want.
Well, that's exactly it.
So you never leave your phone.
We never leave the internet. We're always there, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, be right back. Another big slang no-no these days with smartphones because they make it so easy to type. Remember how back in the day when you were tapping like the dialing pad, so for the letter B, you would tap the number 2 twice?
Yeah.
So you shortened everything. Remember became RMBR, stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's no longer cool. No more abbreviations.
Okay.
Because apparently it just makes you look like a child if you're using the letter U instead of writing the whole word U.
Most smartphones anyway autocorrect you, don't they?
Yeah, well, they just complete the word for you. Yeah. All you have to do is type like the first three letters.
We've taken laziness to a whole new level.
Yeah,
so you're like EVE. They're like, do you mean everybody, every day, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, okay, what's this? My phone's just writing the text message for me.
How much do you feel like a boss when your phone just gets it right? Like, you know, it gives you it try and predicts the next word you're going to say along the top bar. I'm not sure. I'm assuming Android does this.
Yeah, it does it on iPhones.
How good is it when your phone just nails it? It knows exactly what you're going to say.
Yes.
So you type out like a full block of message just by tapping the next one. Next, 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 next. Love that feeling. So abbreviations, they're gone because now it's just easier to not abbreviate. Another one, and this is one that's really caught me off guard, Jules, full stops.
You know what? I hate full stops in text messages.
Yeah.
If you're just writing one line to me.
Yeah.
Don't go full stop because I feel like it's really rude.
That's the consensus.
I have like a friend who does it all the time. I'll go, oh, do you want to catch up tomorrow? They'll write, sure, full stop. And I'm like, what? Well, fine, we don't have to catch up if you don't want to.
It does seem kind of blunt, doesn't it?
If it's a full-on paragraph, then I get it. It's a bit of punctuation.
What about?
But at the end of just a small sentence, I'm like, nah. No, thanks.
What about in a situation where you've got a full paragraph with full stops throughout? Do you still end the final sentence with a full stop?
Nah, smiley face or something.
Something like that. See, I don't know. I'm worried about this one because I know I use grammar a lot in my text messages. I kind of pride myself on it because, you know, I feel like, ooh, I don't want to be like this child using all these crazy abbreviations. So
yep.
I'm probably using full stops at the end of my text messages. I don't mean to be rude, but I entirely get where you're coming from, Jules.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Growing up, stored a lot. Grown-ups, like we're still kids. Like my parents
and
that.
Yeah, my mum and dad do it.
Yeah, they'll reply with a text and it'll say, okay, full stop.
Just say okay.
Why does it
Maybe
feel
rude? Smiley face.
I don't know why it feels rude. It just does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Finally, if you have been sending text messages with full stops and you feel really bad about it now, don't reply with soz because that's also out.
Oh, yeah.
It's the final one on the list, guys.
Cheap and tacky.
Everything else is good to go. Or G2G, new use of good to go.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.